Thank you, Durwood. Now that you and Gary have delighted the listeners, Rosie and I will do our very best to keep their spirits on the same high level.
Oh, you're going to sing a song for us.
Nope. You.
Oh.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait? Just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. Skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand. Reception in a beanery, bless our mountain greenery home.
Closer, will you? I want to tell you something that's going to fracture you. Have you heard about the twist? The dance has even been done in church?
There's a little twist sect sprung up?
Nothing like that, but a minister has danced the twist at a wedding rehearsal.
Oh, well, now, Binger, I think that's rather undignified. Well, I have nothing against the dance, but after all, in church, even at a wedding rehearsal, I think that's just a little far out.
Oh, but this minister, he really didn't mean to dance the twist. It wasn't intentional, but he did. And eyewitnesses say that he really put on a pretty good exhibition.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Well, it was a wedding rehearsal, see, and this really happened down in North Carolina. Very prim and proper wedding rehearsal, and the organist was playing the processional. And about this time, the pastor of the church just fairly flew into a very wild dance with writhing, kicking, and twisting, and of course, everyone thought that the reverend was doing the twist, and he was. But as I say, it wasn't intentional.
What came over him?
Well, he just didn't do this twist for a second. He was really dancing. Finally, he just danced right out of the church. Flew right out the door. But he came back shortly to explain that a bee or a yellow jacket had climbed up his trouser leg and bit him. Get this. He was bitten four times during the processional.
No wonder he danced the twist. Who wouldn't?
They say that the father of the bride, who always was a bit worried, he's always the one during the wedding who has the whole burden of the thing, you know. They say that he was really flabbergasted. Matter of fact, when he saw the minister fly out of this dance, he thumbed through the church manual trying to find out what this strange dance had to do with the ceremony. I wonder where this fitted in. He thought maybe it had been added, you know. He didn't know. But anyway, everything turned out all right, and the pastor of the church is doing nicely now. No bad effects from being stung four times. Of course, he's eating off the mantle.
It must have been a lively affair while it lasted, though.
Oh, it was. But the point I would like to make now is that if any of you, our listeners, are having trouble learning the twist, if you just can't seem to get the maneuvers, if you find it difficult to get into the swing of it, just get yourself a bee.
Or a yellow jacket.
Yeah, and then wham, instant twist.
Yeah, you're off.
You know what, that if this twist rage continues, maybe bees or yellow jackets by mail could be a very commercial item.
Yeah, they'd package up nicely, I think. We could call it a twist package. You'd have a brochure in there about how to do the twist, a few pointers, twist LP record. But the pièce de résistance, the important thing would be the bee in a little plastic container. Live bee.
Oh, that's really a honey of an idea.
Well, get out of
here. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of us just need a little push to get us to do things. Into these teenage activities and so forth, and a bee will give you the prod that's necessary. You'll be ringing and twisting.
Oh, a good sharp bee will start you dancing, all right.
Sure, it might be a little painful, but it only lasts a second, and you'll never forget how to dance by this bee method.
Never. All you have to do is just think about that bee, and you'll fly into your dance at will. See, I suppose we ought to twist Buddy Cole's arm now and see if he'll lead us through some music, shall we? Send a bee over there to sting him, won't it? And you will find you have peace of mind that way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be grateful for each day. You'll find somehow everything turns out okay.
Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along.
Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Be thankful for today. Sing a happy song.
For no matter what tomorrow brings,
we'll always get along.
Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today.
Now, Bing, how about doing a solo?
Why, of course, Rosie. The microphone is yours.
Not me, you.
Me? Wow, I bow to your every wish, buddy. Let's go.
As he wore a mallow and a coconut hat, one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by, the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. He was just a lazy, molly-holly boy. But all the girls were crazy just to share his fishing pie. He wore a lay and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of oat to make a life worthwhile. Then it made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. The horse he rode was skinny, broken down old female. So he placed a green penny right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canies and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of Kikinir. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of Kanakakai. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. For one was for this and the other for that. All the people people shouted as he went by, the cockeyed mayor of Conococai. Shouted as he went by, he was the cockeyed mayor, the swinging mayor of Conococai.
Do you ever wonder, Rosie, how a square dance caller might do a commercial?
Well, that could be interesting, Bing.
At new life in your wore-down shoes and get them repaired 2x2s.
Say, how's this one, Bing? Swing your partner in cat's paw soles. They wear far longer resist holes.
Hold on. That's
Roy
okay
Rogers
for...
Roy Rogers will hate you.
You know it. Well, that's okay for soles, but what about cat's paw heels?
What about cat's paw heels?
Well, what rhymes with soft, resilient, or microlite soles, lighter than leather, lighter than rubber?
Don't worry, Ken. We'll still need announcers.
You're darn tootin'. Nothing beats a straight pitch like when I say, folks go to the shoe repair displaying the famous cat's paw cat in the window. For over half a century, the sign of finest workmanship and materials. Look for cat's paw on new shoes, too.
I don't know, Ken. Is all that better than look for the sign of the cat's paw cat, have your shoes fixed where it's at?
Oh, where it's at.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, where
rhymes
it's
with
at
cat, the... doesn't it?
Bad grammar, though. It's awfully just...
Beautiful iambic pentameter.
I suppose I should do something now, shouldn't I?
Well, you're terribly sweet to volunteer. What you got in mind?
I'd like to sing I Should Say It Was May. This is a Buddy Cole arrangement of a Nick Clooney song.
Nick Clooney, huh? Say, Rosie, is Nick Clooney any relation to you?
Yes, he's my brother. You know that.
I was just making a little conversation. Oh. It's a good song, though. I like it.
Thank you. Nick will be very happy, and I'd like to point out that in this number, I'm aided by the gentlemen of the ensemble.
The gentlemen of the ensemble? They sing with you?
Oh, yes. In fact, they practically cross-examine me.
But gentlemen all the way, I pray.
When did you see him? When did you meet him? When?
Say it was May. Yes, I think it was May. Or it might have been June. Yes, it could have been June.
He had you so head over heels.
time.
Oh, of course I remember. Pretty day in September. You were passing right by on that day in June.
When did you call him? When did you hold him? When did you kiss him goodbye?
I'll remember that day too. There's no shower in April. Even when the old March smiled down on every valley and hill.
You should remember, really you should, the month or at least the year.
Memories clouded by stardust, January or August. But no matter what day happened, this much I know is true, that one pretty day in April or May, or was it December or maybe September, I met you and held you and kissed you goodnight, and we fell in love. We fell in love.
July, August, September, October, November, December.
I thought maybe I might just give some of the mothers listening a little rest now. Figure I might do a lullaby. Put all the kids to sleep for a few minutes.
You think you can do it?
I can try.
Well, go ahead and good luck.
Little man, you're crying. I know why you're blue. Someone took your kitty car away. Better go to sleep now. Little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles. Tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier, the battle has been won. The enemy is outside. Come along there, soldier. Put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming. Time your day was through. Can't you hear the bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming. Little man, you've had a busy day.
Well, Rosie, I guess that's about all for this fine day.
We got it made, huh?
We run clean out of time. That's what we did. See you tomorrow, folks.
It takes two to tango. It takes three to make a triangle. It takes four to wear eight shoes. And it takes five to make a happy morning. Just count them and see. Godfrey, Linkletter, Moore, Crosby, and Clooney, the CBS Radio Network's daytime stars. They brighten up each weekday morning hereabouts with laughter and song. So stay with our five-time five. Five weekdays, five daytime stars at this CBS radio number on your dial.